This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. A very important but rather quick update for you here. I've been talking to a lot of people doing interviews, and I have my intel sources and so on about what's coming. And I keep hearing many different rumors and different intel sources with tips and so on that indicate things are going to get so crazy between now and Election Day, so bonkers, that even what you're seeing now with the Black Lives Matter terrorists having seized part of downtown Seattle, that's just a small taste of things to come. That's not even the craziest thing you're going to see. I want you to be fully prepared for what's about to unfold here, because the radical left is waging a full-blown war on America. This seizing of downtown Seattle is just the first step. They're going to seize other cities. They're going to carry out their campaigns of mass rapings and sodomy. They're actually raping men in front of their families in Seattle right now. This is what Black Lives Matter is doing, you know, according to eyewitnesses. They're raping children. They are going to start executing white people just for being white. They're going to start executing police officers. So if you're a member of law enforcement listening to this, you should know that the radical left probably has your name and they've got you on a map that's shared with the other Antifa members. They've got a picture of your house. They know your family members. They know everything about you, and they're going to come try to kill you. There's going to be one trigger day where all cops are going to be, you know, executed or attempted to be executed by Antifa and Black Lives Matter across certain cities, mostly on the West Coast. That day is coming. And so I hope that you are ready for combat. I hope that you sleep with, I don't know, night vision equipment, a fully loaded, ready to go AR, 28 rounds in the magazine, one round in the chamber, you know, controlled chaos bullets. You don't use full metal jacket. And you're going to need rifles, not just a shotgun. This isn't going to be over in, you know, six rounds of 12 gauge. You're going to need a rifle. I hope you've got a plan for your spouse and your family members to hit the floor or maybe help out if they're capable. I hope that you've got a way to reach your buddies for backup. I hope that you've got a security system and motion detectors so that you will know when people are breaking into your home so that you can respond, because these attacks are coming. They will attempt to mass execute patriots and law enforcement officers and prominent conservatives all at once. And my current intel says that that day is coming this October, sometime in October. The radical left doesn't want elections. They don't want a democracy. They don't want freedom of speech, obviously, which is why they censor all conservatives and Trump supporters and truth tellers and so on. They don't want a Second Amendment to exist because they want a monopoly on all firepower. And they, and by they, I mean not just the Black Lives Matter terrorists, but all the left-wing corporations that support them, the left-wing tech giants, and just the left-wing, you know, people. Insane fanatics who consider themselves to be Democrats, people who populate the cities like Seattle and Portland and Los Angeles and so on, they are all just ready to start mass murdering people. They are lunatics. They are demons. And there's an activation day coming where the full demon agenda comes out, and they will go on something like a purge. And they will mass murder all white people that they can find and all police officers they can find. And this will happen in American cities. Actually, it's kind of already begun in Chaz, but it will spread. So I want you to know that the only response to this is to pick up a rifle and start defending yourself, your family, your community, and your nation. That's the only response remaining. You can no longer dial 911 and call police because the police have been ordered to stand down. You can't call your senator and beg them to urge the governor to deploy the National Guard, for example, because the governor is already in with the terrorists. You can't even beg President Trump to do something because he seems to be determined to not do anything because I think Trump is ready to surrender America to the lunatics on the left. The DOJ will do nothing. The FBI will do nothing. The military will do nothing. You are on your own. You will have to fight or die. This is America today. America in 2020. You are going to have to fight or die. Are you prepared? Are you prepared with skills? Are you prepared mentally? Do you have sufficient gear? Have you practiced with a firearm lately? Do you have defense systems set up around your home so that you can detect intruders? Or maybe are you far enough outside the city where they would have a hard time finding you? I know that a lot of cops and sheriff's deputies, they tend to live very close to where they work. So they're not in the rural areas so much. They're in the suburbs and so on. So a lot of cops are going to be targeted by the left, and a lot of cops are very vulnerable for this reason. And many cops, sadly, at least a lot of the cops that I have met over the years, they don't have enough firepower. You would think that being cops, they would have more firepower, but they don't. They usually have the department issued Glock 17, typically, and they've got maybe one mag, you know, in the pistol, and they got a spare mag, and that's it. That's it. You know, that's crazy. You need to have a rifle. You need to have a chest rig. You need to have a ballistic vest. You need to have the whole setup with G-code holsters and everything. You need to have a night vision, you know, perimeter alarms, video cameras, thermal imaging, scanning scopes, all that. If you don't have that, you're not really prepared for what's coming, because they're coming to kill you. They want to murder all the police. And the left-wing media will cover for them. The left-wing media is complicit and will cover up the murders that are happening. And the tech giants will censor anyone reporting the truth about this. Google is in on this. Google is a terrorist organization. Google's engaged in treason. You know, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all the same. All terrorists, complicit with terrorism, which is why they all need to be taken down, by the way, something I've mentioned before, by the DOJ. But the DOJ so far isn't doing anything. I just wonder, by the way, if all these left-wing lunatics, if they realize how vulnerable their cities are to, you know, power grid substations being taken down outside the cities, or the water supply, or deliveries of food and so on. I mean, these cities are very vulnerable. So the cities are probably going to be the battleground areas for what's coming for the Civil War. And sadly, as infrastructure begins to fail, there's going to be a lot of innocent people that are harmed during that process, which we don't want to see. But we do need to eliminate the terrorists and the treasonous actors who are actively working to overthrow this country and who are engaged in acts of warfare against the United States of America. But it's going to be up to you. It's a Red Dawn moment, folks. Red Dawn moment. The president is AWOL. The DOJ is AWOL. The military has been ordered to stand down. The police are gone. They've abandoned. They've surrendered the precincts. National Guard has been, you know, paralyzed. You're on your own. You and your buddies and your community, that's it. It's going to be up to you to defeat the terrorists and to defend your lives, your communities, and your nation. That's what it's come to. That's the bottom line. Don't have any further hope in any institution coming to your aid, because it's not going to happen. Every institution is against you. Every institution is allied with the treasonous traitors. So keep that in mind, folks. Get prepared. Be ready. Keep listening. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com.